Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
One.
Two more intense. Three more intense.
Three.
Four similar intensity, four. If anything coming down. Five. Six.
Six.
And out. You. And you.
I think there's a lot of people thinking that I'm use this opportunity to laugh at Arsenal Football Club. I'm not. We're just going to talk about what happened.
What really happened.
And that's enough. I don't really need to add any advice.
That's all I need. Are you... I set a challenge to the people of the Jaffan Law. If you're an Arsenal fan, have you got it in you? Can you make it through this podcast? That is the challenge I'm setting you all. Are you willing to stick around?
It would be easy for me to put the knife in right now.
Why is that?
Because they're really disappointed and down, aren't they? All about it. All.
They do seem a touch low.
Yeah.
It's
been a tough week for them. It has been a tough week. I mean, not for the first time at this stage of the season has it been a tough week for him, but I don't know. Let's keep him around, though, shall we? Let's keep him around.
I've got no problem with those sweet, sweet Gunners, though has it turned sour or is it on its way to turning sour? I don't know.
Look, there are some questions. I do have some questions. A couple of points that have been percolating since last night, and I will ask those questions, but... If there is an Arsenal fan out there at the moment who's even remotely considering Arteta, whether or not he's the right manager for the job, you're out of your fucking mind if you want him gone.
Yeah. Are they? Last night for me, the Arsenal game for me watching it, it was a great example of that's a really good team, but it doesn't have the individuals right now to step up. Because the game was so tight, you need someone to go, I'll do it. Like, even now, I know last week we were talking about it being boring I've spoken about it a lot actually this week about, you know, systems and teams and how drilled teams are now. And what's interesting, I think, is that even when you have two teams like Bayern and Arsenal who are both well drilled, it then comes down to someone going, oh, I'm happy to win it. Shall I win it? That's what Kimmich said. Give me some, guys, should I just win the game for us? Is that okay with you? And they're like, Harry Kane was like, but all our goals. But I'm the leader here. I think it's best I step inside from the right back position and get the goal for the team and move us through to the last stages.
I wonder how offensive that is to German people.
I don't think it needs to be. I think as I was speaking, I was thinking, is this offensive? That's an amazing thing, isn't it? You know, when you're talking and you're thinking. Do you have that?
Yeah, of course, all the time. Like right now, as I speak, it's happening. Yeah,
I find that amazing. I find it amazing that you can be talking, and I'm literally in this other side of my brain. I'm thinking, oh wow, I'm thinking whilst I'm talking. So I think that's. Well, yeah, they're called intrusive thoughts, aren't they? Those, the ones where you have these like mad ones. But
intrusive thoughts. If you see like a kid in an Arsenal kit walking down the road in front of you, I'd love to front kick that kid.
Yeah,
that's intrusive thoughts. Yeah,
Yeah, you get your little. I'd say the C word in my head. Yeah, I'm just thinking. Yeah. I'm not saying it out loud. Kid's 7 years old. Do I trip him up? Maybe. What I will do is if he's walking towards me, you're going to have to go around me, son, because I'm walking straight. I'm not getting out of your way. You're Chelsea.
Yeah.
That's a new bit. And speaking of new bits, there is a civil war in the comments section right now, guys.
Is there?
Yeah. A crisis of sorts. But before we get to that, what do you think? Arteta in a press conference will be talking, right? And he'll be saying the right things. That's what managers do, right? What's his inner monologue saying, in your opinion, Flav?
I think what goes on inside his brain is basically what comes out of his mouth.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Part of his going,
I needed that one.
I could have done with that one. By hook or by crook. He's going, can't do this next year, can I? Can I get away with this in 4 years on the spin?
he said it was too early for Arsenal. And you're like, well, it might be too early for Arsenal in that they haven't been in the Champions League. They've been in the Champions League twice. Right? But it's not too early for you. You're 5 years into this project. So you can't. This isn't new, what you're doing here. You've been there long enough. It'd be knee-jerk to remove him, but it wouldn't be knee-jerk to have a conversation about why this keeps happening to Arsenal. And that he's further enough into his reign at Arsenal to take responsibility for things that go wrong. And it isn't just because they've been in the Champions League for 2 years running. Because I think when the second time we were in the Champions League, we got to the final. And when you look at their Champions League run this season, because they put this
tweet
out.
This is their first year, isn't it?
Didn't they? No, they were in it last year,
weren't
they?
No, because they don't.
Didn't they?
No, because they finished second last year, but the year before that, they BOTTLED'd it, didn't they? And you were in the Champions League.
Was that first year?
First year.
Whatever, mate.
Does that change everything?
Not really, because you know when you spend 800 million,
that was nearly my title. This changes everything.
Well, keep the title. Who cares? But £800 million on a squad, you pay £105 million for one player. It isn't too early for Declan Rice. He's won a European competition. He knows how to win one. So why didn't it happen this time? Also, you look at their run. I was looking at Tom Garrett's TikTok. It came up. It was great. It really sort of suits my agenda. Because when you look at their Champions League run based off the tweet, super proud or whatever it is,
Arsenal tweeted that, didn't they? What do you think about that? Is that not allowed? A journey to be proud of, says Ben Bowman. Ready, literally, right. Richie teeing a fellow Spurs creator teeing you up there. Here you go, Flav.
Well done, Ben.
Flav, it's a journey to be proud of. If you want to say that. It's a journey to be proud of. That's a good question.
Well, in as much as that's the correct thing for their social media thing, their social media team to create and send out the messaging, yeah, it's fine. In reality, they got through a group with PSV, Lens, and Sevilla, and then they beat Porto over two legs of requiring. Did they require penalties?
They did.
David Raya. Oh, sorry. They didn't really beat Porto. So
they progressed. They progressed
and
past them.
As Tom Garrett said, they got knocked out by the second best team in Germany and the worst Bayern Munich team in 10 years. Which I fully appreciate that take.
You're still here, Arsenal fans, I applaud it. Stay with us.
One more thing and then I'll stop.
Well, no, we've got an hour to do. Let's stop now.
I don't want to damage your channel with my one-sided bias agenda.
Well, someone did say that, you know, we were saying last week, as someone goes, why do you want? You know, someone said, why do you keep getting this guy on? Someone wrote a comment. I love the idea. Where is it? Was it in my... Oh, yeah. I love the idea. This is LM9415. It said, I love the idea that Flav is just a recurring guest on a podcast he's been on for 5 years. And this week's guest,
together.
Welcome back to James and Flav for now. With me, your host, James Alcott, and my guest this week.
The irony of this, James, is this podcast precedes your channel.
Which is funny, right? This is amazing, right? Very few know this, right? Which precedes the channel, which comes from a podcast that that the person who started it wasn't you either, but started it with you, and I wasn't in it.
Yes, this essential podcast didn't actually include James at the start. It was someone else completely.
Yeah, it's someone else. So someone else's idea that couldn't be asked to do it anymore. Who got you on it because he didn't like me and wanted to talk to you. That's the truth. So yeah. So and here he is as a guest 5 years later. Funny how things change, isn't it?
Okay. So look, this. At what point do you ask questions about whether or not Arsenal's very best players need to move on to get silverware?
Okay. Well, so what I would like, right, our beloved patrons, if you want to be a patron, you can join us live for the podcast. We also do a mailbag each and every week. What do we talk about this week? I can't remember now. It was yesterday. I can't remember it. Anyway, they're really good as well. Good sell, isn't it? and you can be with us for the live show. I'd love to have some calm takes on the situation at several clubs. Now, this is the good bit, Arsenal fans, because what we were talking about yesterday was, it's interesting that, so this is interesting, right? Football, my views and the views are on football YouTube generally, I've noticed over the last week, have been quite low, right? And my theory was that the problem is Arsenal fans aren't happy, Tottenham fans aren't happy, Liverpool fans aren't happy, Chelsea fans aren't happy, Man United fans aren't happy. And Man City fans are the only fans that are happy.
And
Portsmouth fans, of course. And of the fan bases on the platform, Man City fans don't have the largest amount, right? So views are down a little bit. To prove that, so I've been having quite bad views. I did a video on Haaland this morning, 1 of 10. It's like the whole world's gone, oh, it's like the oasis of someone else's woes that aren't mine, because Man City, this juggernaut that cannot be stopped, didn't progress in a football match. But I would like to have people's calm takes on different teams. I think that would be interesting. So you're saying, with Arsenal, we won't talk all about football this week, by the way. Don't worry, guys, because that's the mutiny that's in the comments, which we'll get to. But we'll chat about it for a little bit longer. With Arsenal, do you think this is the beginning of the end? Do you think some of these players are going to want to move on?
I'm not saying it is the beginning of the end. They're on big contracts. It'll be difficult to get them out of Arsenal. I'm just saying, at what point do they go, I'm not sure I'm in the right
jumping ship. When do you jump ship? I think they're two players away. Yeah. Two players away from getting over the line. There's been something.
You mean they've got to spend another 200 million? Is that what you're saying?
They have to have an out and out striker. Like the video we did last night, when you go through what was a very tense match, two well drilled teams, two defensively solid teams, it's going to come down to a moment or the creation of a moment from nothing. And Arsenal's forward line were incapable of doing that. Like Saka doesn't seem himself at the moment. Martinelli, I thought, was poor. Missed a really good chance. Havertz is just... We can talk around it as much as we want to. He will never... And clip this up. He will never score 25 goals in a Premier League season. Just not going to. So if he's your striker, the central striker who's keeping out Jesus, for reasons I understand, I think he got the lineup completely right, that's still a problem. Because at some point you need a guy who will get you over the line when you're not playing well, because you can't play well all the time. And that is
right.
That's where Arsenal are struggling, I think.
I agree. I do you know what? I don't disagree with anything you've said at all.
Didn't think you meant.
But a month ago, they were talking about all of these players like they were world class, like they were the best If you'd have picked an Arsenal fan off the street and got him to do a combined 11 against Real Madrid, or in fact any team on earth, he'd have put 8 or 9 Arsenal players in that first 11. So what I'm saying is you can't ask me to be balanced.
I don't need you to be balanced. As a guest of the podcast, I know that. You're here to enjoy yourself. Okay, you leave that to me.
I know that. I'm just saying. I'm talking. I'm not necessarily aiming at you, James. I'm saying generally. Right. Don't Arsenal fans. Don't ask me to be composed and balanced about the frailties in your squad, because a month ago you said there were none. Mm. Oh, now you can't score. Now Havertz isn't the guy. What was we? £65 million.
I thought that I had a moment this week. I was thinking, sometimes you get comments about Man City, Man City fans thinking I hate Man City, which I don't, I'm not bothered about. But what I would love to say to them in this moment is, if you ask me, do you want Bayern Munich to win the league in the Bundesliga? And I say, no, I don't want Munich to win it. I'd like someone else to win it.
Yeah,
am I like that's what's happened here in this country? Man City win it all the time, so wanting them to win it all the time is actually just, we just have to, a bit of variance, aren't you, or competition?
I think everybody wants that, apart from Spurs fans in this situation. Yeah, and Chelsea. I don't think any Chelsea fan wants it.
With the Spurs thing, how are you feeling about the coefficient? Because shouldn't you have been rooting for Arsenal to sort of with a desire to be successful yourselves?
I couldn't give a solitary fuck about the coefficient.
I apologize. Absolutely nobody.
It's not just me. I was heartened by Twitter yesterday. Where it
really?
No,
wow.
Spurs, man.
I've never heard that before.
This is rare, yeah. But no Spurs fan, but everybody was reveling in the fact that Arsenal hadn't. And look, again, people going, you're so bitter, you hate Arsenal. I literally got a message the other night when, you really hate Arsenal, don't you, Flav?
Yes.
And I went, yeah, mate, I do. I really, really hate you. And then he went, I wish sickness on all of your family. And I was like, that's too much, mate. That's too much. Yeah. You're supposed to say you really hate Tottenham and we move about our day. Yeah. That's what I'm rolls in. Sickness on my family is too much. Yeah,
whoa,
bloody
whoa,
hell.
Can I get your number? Can we talk? Let's talk this through now. Can we talk
no,
this through?
No, it was a...
You've gone too far there now. You've crossed the line.
Follows one person, 0 followers, egg account, or whatever you call it. Yeah. Anyway, but the point is it's my job as a Spurs fan to hate Arsenal and revel in these moments. And in fact, whether we finish fifth or fourth, if you believe in what Postecoglou is doing, is irrelevant at this stage. It's just, the destination is the same. You just get there faster or slower, but eventually we'll get there. Last night wasn't about the coefficient. Barcelona was about...
Our very own Ben Bowman, who's one of our moisties. His ringtone, as we know, is the Europa League.
Theme tune,
I've forgotten it now. I can only hear Champions League. What's your Europa League? What's your Europa League? It's gone.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Or is that
whoa, 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 whoa? Has Conference League got its own one? Where's Catherine? I don't think it has, does it? Conference League's got bad. That's, do you know what? That's not helping its status. It needs its own jingle.
I'm sure they've tried.
And in the chat, woo, woo, woo. Well, because I was with Ben. Ben wanted, he didn't want Champions League. He wanted Europa League to fit his hipster agenda with the idea of a slow journey that you could be proud of by winning the Europa League next year, which I still think, I think that's best. I think Champions League is not good for Tottenham. Really, I really, really believe that.
Look, I understand where you're coming from in that getting pumped in the Champions League or just scraping through a group stage isn't ideal, not for the building of the squad. And this is what Ben keeps saying. No, I do want Champions League. Yeah, I just feel like there are merits. There you go. There are benefits.
Right, Ben, I know when it comes to Spurs, you can talk, but you are welcome to jump into the Discord server to explain your point. why you want Europa League. There, No. I do want Champions League, and there are merits.
The thing is that what we on the latest podcast saying, like, you, obviously, we all do little adjustments through the season to stay happy.
Sure.
And we said, look, if we did finish in the Europa League spaces, there you see the development issues. And then Ben went, whoa. You all laughed at me.
Oh, yeah.
We are not laughing now.
Is that Farage's legacy? Is that his legacy? You bloody hope so, don't you? Yeah. Good grief. Well, actually, I mean, was it him who created Brexit? Was that him? Does he get that?
I mean, no. I don't know.
Who knows at this stage? It's early days, isn't it? Ben, is Ben popping in or not? He wants Champions League. I'm very happy with Europa. See, I think go and win the Europa League. Go get yourself go have a little semi-final here and there, and you're going to get excited again. Yeah.
I'd love that, Jim. I'd love that. I could think of nothing better currently than winning a trophy.
Well, then, yeah, there you go. I think that's the way. I think that's the way to go.
Will Arsenal win the league from this point?
At no stage have I said they'll win the league this year.
Okay, but not this stage.
I'm not starting now. Honestly, about 3 weeks ago, I was like, do you know what? They do keep winning and they don't concede many. You know what you're saying about everyone saying what they were saying? To be fair to them and to be fair to all of us, the problem that we're all dealing with every single week is we can only go on the past, which is stupid, really. You can only go on the past. So when Arsenal keep winning, and the Villa game's their first defeat of 2024, you go, well, hang on, something's going on here.
Get him out.
Look at the evidence. But then, as soon as you see what you believe, I think, then it's like it feels a lot more profound. And that the Bayern Munich game in particular, but I guess the Villa game a little bit as well. And from here in, I'm not sure they can win games without playing really well. And I think that's what you need sometimes. You need to be able to win without playing great and people stepping up for you. And are just not sure they've got those guys who'll go out there and just bloody get it done.
If they don't beat Tottenham, probably over in it.
Big game in it. Fuck me.
I'm just saying. Good grief. It's all on you guys. All on you guys. You come to Tottenham, like, what, fifth, fourth? Doesn't matter to Spurs. Sixth, don't matter. Still Europa. Doesn't matter to Spurs where we finish.
In terms of the pressure.
All of the pressure is on Arsenal. You've got to come to White Lane, right? And you've got to get a result. Otherwise, the result is, let this sink in, Spurs have stopped you from winning the league.
All the pressure, all the time. That's the life of the Arsenal fan. I think that's why there was such a breakdown after that. Both defeats, really. I think Bayern, you could see that happen, what happened. But I think the Villa thing, with a depleted Villa side, you thought that they wouldn't be up to it. But Villa were very good. Got to give them credit.
Jim, could you think that? Think about this, right? In the last three years, if you look at the last three North London derbies, one, if Arsenal don't beat us this season at White Lane, one, they didn't even show up because they were scared.
You're still using.
Who they won last year, fair play. And this year, we stopped them from winning the league. What do you mean? Hang on, James. What do you mean? Are you still using that? That should be go down in written in folklore.
Yeah.
And never be forgotten.
Should be its own statue.
Let me remind you. One player with COVID. We can't play.
Let's call it then. It's the one friend who's the glue in the group, and if he's not going, no one else really wants to go.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be mad. Like, the funny thing is, Arsenal and Villa play before Man City play. Win their game this week. Liverpool playing Fulham away. Arsenal playing Wolves. Tricky games, but still, they're both above Man City. It is amazing, isn't it? Like I know, I get there's so much noise in football, right? I get there's so much noise in football. And again, going talking about like what all we can utilize is what's kind of happened in the recent past generally. If Arsenal and Liverpool, but this is true as well, if Arsenal win, Liverpool win their next game, for the next week, they're ahead of Man City. They're above them in the table. I know Man City have got a game in hand. I get that.
But that is, the points are on the board. The points are on the board.
But the feeling that it's over is it's amazing, I mean, isn't it? It's amazing it's everyone not, feels that way.
Of course it isn't over. Of course it isn't over. I don't feel like that at all. Not there isn't a single... I feel better than I did before the Villa game, but there isn't a single piece of me that thinks that Arsenal are out of this.
So we've got 32 people watching the Moist Sluggies right now. Could everyone type in how you feel? Mathematically. Yeah, that would be good. Yeah. Yeah, go on. Who do you think is going to win the league? Obviously, Liverpool. But do you also feel like it's over? Because it's obviously so not over, but yet the whole world feels like it's over.
Is it over?
Can we do my over question first? So over or under? Under meaning?
Not over.
It's not over. I've given two questions here. This is the problem. But yeah, I mean, to play Tottenham, that's a doozy of a game, isn't it? That really is a doozy. It's a big one. So how, like, desperate are you in the desperate stakes?
Comments are a mess. No one knows what the fuck's going on.
In the desperation stakes, how desperate is the Tottenham fan base to get fourth? How desperate? On a scale of 1 to 10, what would be your...
I feel like in the same way that Arsenal feel like it's an uphill struggle now, I feel like it is for Spurs because of just the teams we have to play. We've got to play City, we've got to play Liverpool, we've got to play Chelsea, we've got to play Arsenal.
Oof.
So, it's one of them ones, really. And obviously, because of City and Arsenal going out last night, and Liverpool no doubt will go out tonight, means that the coefficient's completely fucked. So it will be the fourth.
That flippant comment there of Liverpool definitely going out when we record this before it could explode. Could explode the internet. We've got, it's been a bit of a mess, but generally City, under. A couple saying under. This is not over, says Jack. This means over, says the Liverpool fans. it does feel slightly over. I hope it's not, though. Last day playoff, that's what we won there. So, yeah, I mean...
We're playing Manchester City at home in the last game of the season.
You got who last game?
City at home.
Last game of the season?
Yeah, it was moved. We were supposed to play this week, but they're in the semi-finals of the FA Cup, so it was moved to the last game of the season.
Really?
Yeah, so it could be that City come to Tottenham needing to win in order to stop Arsenal from winning the league. In fact, it's almost guaranteed that that's going to be the case.
Okay, so do you lie down?
You know the answer. You know the answer. You know the answer.
Lie down. Lie down.
If City win, there will be a pitch invasion of both Tottenham and City fans on the pitch together.
You're going to get to experience what I was able to experience, also with Man City, where
apparently I've made a mistake. Penultimate game.
You were fucking told. Okay. Right, we've got lots to get through. And guys, you're going to be excited about this. We're going to be analysing one of the most bizarre videos I've ever seen.
I loved it.
Also, I've got some cracking screenshots here that... We decided there was a good bit to be had, which was heartbreaking legacies. Right. So yeah, David Dunn. This is from a video where he reacted to his own Rabona attempt. So new bits, yay! New bits for the comments. What I want to talk about each week is one person's heartbreaking legacy. So some people will just be known for the rest of their career for doing certain things. For example, just popped into my head when it comes to, I don't know, Dominic Calvert-Lewin, are we actually just going to remember him for a GQ cover?
Probably or not. Duncan Ferguson for punching whoever it was.
Yeah.
Wigan.
Yeah. And David Dunn, who had a great career, very enjoyable footballer, but he will be remembered for this and this alone, nothing else. Whole career wasted. And what I found interesting when I watched it, what people don't remember, look who they're playing. Aston Villa. I didn't realise it was Villa. Birmingham Villa, derby game. He tries to pull out the Rabona. We could break it down step by step here. He's seen a little bit of space. What I don't understand is everyone knows how difficult a Rabona is, right?
Yeah, why do it?
Why do it when you're going kind of away from goal? All a bit weird. Move it. If we move it on one. Oh, wrong way. If we move it on one. He then has a look. If you zoom in there, you'll see that. Look. He has a little look. There's a cross there. It's available to him. I'm going to... And in that moment, he thought, I'm going to ruin my career. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ruin my career with a little...
The quickest way to get that ball in the box is probably the Rabona. Because if he takes a touch, the defenders can react a bit. A Rabona would get him into that ball into a position. It's just... It's insanely difficult to do.
So people talking about
as quickly as you want.
Yeah, that's true. But use your left foot. Just cross with your left foot. You don't have to do it. You've got two legs. Use your other leg. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
People going on about Gerrard's slip. That's an interesting. Is Gerrard's slip? Is that what he's remembered for more than anything else?
Yeah, I think that, and maybe winning the league of Rangers.
Champions League, not Champions League. Not getting them back. When I think Gerrard, I think of him running back to the halfway line, going like that. No?
Champions League. Jesus, when did that even happen? When was that?
2005. So here he goes. And again, interesting. Here he looks fine, doesn't he? Technique looks good. Thinks everything's going to be absolutely fine. But what he's not thinking about is that ball's rolling away this way. You've got to keep that in mind, and he hasn't there. And then as we move it on one more, this is when it starts to look iffy. Because the ball has rolled away from his standing foot, and he's thinking, oh God, what the hell am I doing here? And there it is.
Yeah. That's it. Look at his body.
It's ugly. Yeah. Someone's plonked a head on him. Weird, isn't it? That's a weird body. That's your legacy, David. Tough. That's tough.
Better plan, that as well.
As Ben said. There. It's there. And there he is falling over. So that's David Dunn's legacy, which I think is a shame. But I think I'd like this to be a new bit. So players whose legacies are frivolously disappointing things.
Do you think Gerrard's legacy is impacted by the slip? Because that was the reason why they didn't win.
That's a phenomenal question.
Like Watkins' little dink, or David Raya's indecision, or Liam Bailey's ability to finish could be the catalyst or the prime moment that's prevented Arsenal from winning the league. Could be, we don't know yet. But we know for a fact that Gerrard slipping over, their talisman, in the same game where he says, I'm going to slip.
It was a week before, wasn't it? We got some Norwich and we don't let him slip.
Yeah.
It's all about this. No, it's not like it.
So, like, can you use that as a stick to beat him with at all? Does it impact his legacy? I don't think it does.
I think the thing here with this new bit is achievements. So it's almost like a jab in a boxing match. A jab is a trophy. It's a great season. It's a goal. It's an achievement. But a knockdown can be Wayne Rooney having sex with a grandmother. Do you know what I mean? So when you weigh up jabs and the points, does Wayne Rooney being England's greatest ever goal scorer and Manchester United's greatest goal scorer, does that outweigh a night of passion with a 70-year-old woman?
I think that's the question that
football podcasts up and down the country need to answer. And I just think this is the place we could do that properly.
300 plus goals versus having sex with a granny.
Yeah.
It is sort of equal. You know what tips it on the edge is he left a note saying, I shagged you, Wayne. That was that's all it said.
Like a poor print X.
I don't think he should even put an X. It just, that was like a Wazza. Scrap of paper.
Wazza.
I know he said Wayne. He was very like formal.
class act.
I shagged you. Like, she didn't know.
he's concerned. She kept asking me the same questions. I'm fearful she's maybe she's in the early stages of Alzheimer's. So I just wanted to make it very clear. You slept with Wayne. Maybe. I don't know. That is an odd thing to
no,
do.
No, my bad. I didn't get the full. I can tell you categorically what the note said in its entirety. I have condensed it somewhat. It said this to Charlotte. Comma.
That's not a nan's name, is it? Charlotte.
Yeah, this was as reported in. I wish I could give you the. Let's say the Sun. To Charlotte, I shagged you. Love, Wayne.
Love.
And it you with just one letter. Really? Love, Wayne.
Love, Wayne. Yeah, do you think he was being? Do you think he was being? Did you think he thought he was being clever by saying just Wayne?
What he was going to get? It will never make the papers.
Because like moments like that happen, yeah. Right? You know, you have a night where you're blind drunk. Something happens. You wake up. And you're like, what's happened there? And then
shit.
And you look to your left, and there's a whole bowl of
Charlotte.
Someone's dentures. Someone dentures there, and some humbugs. And you're thinking, what's going on here? You look to your right. There's Charlotte. You know, Charlotte, and on her table, a bus pass, and there are rollers, right? Like when you're, and he's thinking, oh, am I going to get away with this? Surely he's thinking that. Am I going to get away with this? But he also wants to be polite. So you don't want a half-eaten crayon. What? I don't understand what that means.
Prostitutes, threesomes, and a romp with granny.
What's the monetization gone? Yeah, and we're back. And we're back.
Romp.
Romp.
Was that what...
Nah, I'm sure it'd be fine. Yeah, no. Do you know what I like? Actually, it'll be good. There's old school headlines. Like those kind of tabloids we have.
Yeah.
Wazza in elderly romp.
Yeah.
Shock horror.
Sordid. Raunchy romp.
Love note. Leaves love note as he left. But yeah, did he write Wayne and then went to go write Rooney and went, no. Don't want this coming back. Oh dear. Anyway, and has that affected his legacy is the question we're trying to get to here.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
But what I would like with the David Dunn one is I would like obscure, because I think the good thing is with an obscure footballer that hasn't done a huge amount in their career, despite the hard work and dedication, David Dunn is remembered forever because of that.
Was
and nothing
the cameo
else.
Overrated because of that goal he scored against Manchester United?
Great question. So I actually had this as well, right? And here's a few to get you started. But I actually want... I think there's a few bits in this for us. And one's like, last week we were talking about, you were saying like, who gets a trophy first, me or you, right?
We were saying who deserves it more. I think if we had to pick one, who should have it? And I said you.
No, you didn't. You didn't say that.
I think that's what I came to. That was the ultimate conclusion, that you, QPR, deserve it because... I don't remember what I said.
That's not what you said. You said Spurs.
Why would I? I said it's pointless.
Speak.
It doesn't matter if like QPR come up because they go right back down again. Like it's important to Spurs in order to sort of, you know, draw a line under all this mediocrity that we've had to go through for all these years.
We're all dealing with mediocrity. But yeah, I saw this. Revisionism. Which players have had their legacies embellished or reduced since retirement? Now, before we get into this as a bit, I just want to say, I don't want this to become some boring thing, but I'm just giving you some examples. For example, Michael Owen, been a victim of this, but because he pissed off Liverpool fans by moving to United, he pissed off everyone, and he's a really poor commentator, so people don't give him the respect he deserves. Platini, it's a good one. Brilliant player. Awful FIFA exec. Responsible for the World Cup being awarded to Qatar. Yeah,
that's a great shout. It's great. Like, I've never seen anyone's reputation be demolished by in such a way.
Roberto Carlos, who was a very, very good left back, very steady, but this is true. He would have so many free kicks and the bulk of them were rubbish, but he scored a couple of screamers. I mean, he got a lot of catches. I think he was a little bit overrated. He was awesome, but I also don't think there's a huge amount of left backs that blow your mind, and he blew our minds a few times.
That goal. But
there's also ones like Giggsy. No one talks about Giggsy anymore, do they? They don't feel like they can.
Nor should they.
People, yeah. In a different world, if you think, the amount of seasons he had, the goal against Arsenal, all that stuff.
Yeah, no, but he's fucked his brother's wife.
Yeah, well put.
Like, who cares? Who cares what he did as a footballer? That's the most abhorrent, worst thing you could possibly do.
But the point is, we've had a discussion on the mailbag. Well, how
he scored so many goals.
Are you allowed to separate art from the personal life of someone? You know, if someone like Michael Jackson, or, you know, somebody makes a film who's, what was it then? Polanski, Roman Polanski.
Depends what they've done.
I don't know if he's found.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. But no, I mean, look.
Are you allowed to like the Cosby Show? You're not, are you? It's funny,
really,
isn't it?
It's
tricky.
It's a tricky. Yeah. No, it's not really fun. It makes sense that you're not, but yeah.
But same with Giggs.
Gigs shouldn't get by.
But he's not allowed to be on all-time lists, is he?
No, because he banged his sister-in-law.
Because he's on the all-time list. Okay. Interesting. So there you go. New bit. Players whose legacies have been affected in some way. Jim Big Laugh Award, which people wanted to come back. Cowboy Orange Soda said the amount of waffle, and this is ridiculous. There's literally nothing wrong with a shirt over a hoodie. For example, supporting football isn't Fashion Week.
I don't care. What was the point? What did you make? You said exactly what you're doing right now, Jim. What did you say?
I said, I saw someone. The problem was like they had the tight shirt on. See, this kind of works because look, and someone said it. Ryan said, maybe throw a hoodie under that QPR shirt, James, fill it out a bit. Clever. And I took that on board, and here I am.
But last week, you were slagging them all off.
I was slagging them off. I would like to make an amendment. The amendment I'd like to make is the shirt can't be so tight that this bit of your hoodie looks like you got this big, like, pouch thing. It's when it's like that, it just looks a bit. It don't look good. It looks weird. And when as soon as you step out of a football game, it doesn't make sense anymore.
I've never worn a Spurs shirt to football, I don't think, in my entire life. So I'm not the best person to ask.
I forgot. Because you're better than me, aren't you? See what you're trying to do.
I'm certainly not better than you.
Lubak said in America, right? In America, you see the jersey over hoodies a lot at NFL games, but the NFL jerseys are a lot larger than soccer jerseys, so it doesn't look too mental. Also, life lesson, ready? If you're in America, don't mess with the guy with his jersey over his hoodie. Apparently, the Stone Island get the badge in, which probably isn't as really? Hard as it used to be, is the jersey over the hoodie.
I'd love to know. I don't know, maybe this is a new bit. I'd love to know what is considered to be
hard.
Acceptable or hard or acceptable in US sports compared to in England.
Make me hard, we could be call interesting. It.
So if you're going to watch... Yeah, make me hard, good. So if you're going to watch... So if you're going to watch the NFL, you're a bit tasty if you wear your top over your hoodie. Is that what you're saying?
It would seem so. It would seem so. We need to know more. I wouldn't like to speculate. Right, crisis in the comments. Here we go. Well, first of all, I mean, Connor Gallagher said, best thing about Friday is Jaffin. 20 likes on that. Thank you for that, Connor. Not the Connor Gallagher, a different one.
Yeah, is it? Just on that, can we have a quick chat about the whole penalty thing?
Explain to anyone who missed that one.
Before you do that, though, just something's been brought to my attention. Just want you to know that Champions League goals past the round of 16 since 2011. Huminson 3, whole of Arsenal Football Club 2. So what we're talking about is...
Eric Dyer's going to be in more semi-finals than Arsenal Football Club as well. Do you know that?
Both facts. Both complete facts.
Okay. Not to rally anyone.
It's, these are just facts, and sometimes they come to the fore, don't they?
My WhatsApp bailed there. It's not your phone if you're listening right now. There you go. Carry
okay.
On. Sorry.
Chelsea had an incredible result, 6-0 against Everton at home. I think further testament to the fact that Postecoglou has been treated poorly and continues to be treated poorly, that the Chelsea fans don't really understand what a good manager they've got there. And hopefully they force him out of a job. But anyway, that aside, what the fuck was going on with the with Palmer, the Madeki and Jackson trying to take the ball off him? First Jackson had the ball, then is it Madeki had it?
Madueke had it. Yeah,
Madeki, that's his name.
That's it.
Madueke. There you go. Then he had it, and then. But what are they trying to do to Postecoglou? Like, he's just had a great win.
Killed him.
6-0. And you've made it about that. And the press have made it about that.
You could have not, though, because that was the goss, wasn't it?
I understand what that was the I'm getting slaughtered in the comments. Jayski Stadium.
Jayski. Problem with this, right? By the way, guys, problem with this is when you start to... Now, Flav will know what the wrong one is, but he's also been so aware of what the wrong one was. Despite knowing the right one, it's almost 50-50 in your head and you don't know which one to say. It's horrible.
Also, I've said Postecoglou instead of Pochettino. I'm having a nightmare.
All right, God, I didn't hear that.
Jeez, you didn't even hear it.
No.
The point is that the players have to take some responsibility and understand what's going on at Chelsea and the pressure that Pochettino is under. And just don't do that to him. What are you doing? Cole Palmer is the designated penalty taker. He's not missed one all season, I don't think. It's unreal work. So why even make that a thing?
Dele Alli was... he made a good point on that one. He was like... He's like, I'm sure. I don't think they weren't fighting for it when it was the last minute of the game against United. Now they're all like, it's honestly playground stuff. Such playground stuff. This idea, and also of any team, right? If you go like 1 to 20 in the Premier League, right, and you're going through the penalty takers, you might take you a second to think of like who's the penalty taker. I think the one team where you go, what's Cole Palmer? Chelsea. Yeah.
It's 100% Cole Palmer.
You maybe go Ivan Toney, Salah.
Yeah.
Saka maybe, right? As a sun taker view, I don't know. But that's for me. But Chelsea, it's Cole Palmer. I mean, fair enough, he's got 3 goals already. But just fighting full stop, it's pathetic, man. It's pathetic.
You just don't
do
it.
He didn't need it. He didn't need it. He was 6-0. But no one cares. He's finally there. He's got his day. Horrible.
James, it does nothing for Madueke's for his standing this season, his reputation. Nor Nicholas Jackson. No one's going, oh, he scored that penalty when they were 4-0 up against Everton.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he is good. It means nothing to anybody.
That's so true.
What actually you look at now is you think, is what's going on in those players' heads? Like, are they professional or are they pulling in the same direction? Doesn't look like it.
Just children. It's just, they look like children, don't they?
Look like children.
Yeah.
Cole Palmer was correct for, because he is the designated penalty taker. Conor Gallagher was correct for getting involved as a captain. Showed you the kind of his standing in the squad. Mm. What were the other two doing? What were they doing? Don't know.
Rory says, what's the difference between Palmer this year and when fans were calling at Bruno Fernandes?
Well, he's consistently playing well in a Chelsea side that's been struggling. He's been their standout player. He's a top scoring Englishman in the Premier League, I think, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's got one ahead of Watkins.
Top scorer. He's level with might be level with Haaland somehow.
Yeah, well, that's the difference.
I might be wrong with that. Yeah, I mean, I do think
Bruno Fernandes is a fucking arsehole as well, isn't he?
I think Fernandes is sort of like, whereas Cole Palmer is just like. Yeah. He's just a bit. He's very. Joy is though. He's. I promise you, the way he is, because he doesn't really. I don't think he really cares what people think, Palmer. I promise you, within the 24 months, people will hate him. People are going to absolutely.
In what respect? I think.
Go on.
Well, I'd just say it was clear that this kid was an excellent footballer when he was at City. I remember looking at him going, oh my God, they've got a player there. And then I understand reasons why they had to sell him. But that was a massive coup for Chelsea. So what I've only seen his trajectory go upwards is what I'm saying.
I see he's nonchalant. He's very nonchalant. I think he has an air of arrogance. I think he's not.
Yeah.
He's more towards a Raheem Sterling in terms of personality than a James Maddison. Right.
So, I think the papers are going to turn on him.
Yeah, yeah. That's my prediction.
I can see it.
Do you see what I mean? Because he's like, when he gets interviewed, and he's just giving flat answers, which is fine. He's a kid. We're all struggling. He's a chid. He's a tiny little child. But yeah, and I think a bit like the Haaland stuff. Haaland. When you dive into the stats, Haaland is not taking the chances that he should do. The style of chances that he's having are different, and I think that is hurting him a little bit. But I also think he hit such a ceiling, he hit such a high watermark, so many different phrases, that like Rashford this year, and Palmer's, there is a padding there of penalties, for sure.
Yeah, yes, yes.
So if he scores the same amount of open play goals and they only get two penalties, his stats are going to be way down. And will people go,
No, well, they shouldn't, because his quality outside of those penalty statistics is evident. Like, anyone would... You can't look at how Palmer's played outside of the penalties this season. In this Chelsea team that has so many challenges... And not think that his stock has risen. Anyone who doesn't really know what they're looking at. I don't think so.
They've lent on him aside from the penalties, for sure.
Absolutely.
It looks more impressive because of all the goals. And a lot of which are penalties.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah, Rory said arrogance is good, but English media will turn on that. That's something. So guys, if you are willing and fancy it, the two podcasts we did this week on the Ripple Effect are the best two we've ever done. We did one on Nedim, is coming out on Friday. Nedim Manua talking about, he's so honest about punditry. We have like 40-minute chat about punditry, and he's so honest.
I cannot wait.
And the second bit is about relegation, a relegation battle, and what it's like in the dressing room, and how it feels to be in that, And again, it's great. But the pod that's already out is probably even better. And it's about football intelligence. And Harry Brooks, who's a coach for some Chelsea players, for some Tottenham players, Dortmund players, loads of
players.
I
had him on the Fighting Cock a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, wicked. Yeah, he made a point about the sort of the bravery these days. He actually made a point. We went for a cup of tea afterwards. Ooh. And he was saying that if you go and find, in a World Cup semi-final, if you go and find Jordan Henderson's like contribution, as in like every pass, it is Sunday league level, he says. It's like, it's so bad. Yet if you have a player who is generally great, but then tries something and they're like in the shape of a Cole Palmer or a Dele Alli, it's like in English media, it's like they're fair game to sort of go after them because they're arrogant instead of being about the passion and the hard work and stuff like that, which I thought was really interesting. Whereas in like Spain, it wouldn't be that way. It'd be the other way around. I think people will assassinate Cole Palmer's character. I just can see it now. And I hope he's ready for it. So I could just sit. Is that me being weird? Or like, can you see that?
No, I understand completely what you're saying. No, yeah, I can see the press turning on him. If he manages to get game time in the World Cup, it could happen sooner than later.
Mm. That civil war I've been talking about, and actually, look, just to say, guys, we're gonna break down this. You sent me this, Flav, and you're really excited about it. And a lot of people wanted to see that analysis.
This is a recommendation from some slug on Twitter.
Yeah, have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's great.
You've watched it once. It's amazing. Okay, great. So we'll get to that. But I do, yeah, there's civil war in the comments. And we're just, you know, we'll acknowledge it. We hear you. You know, as I say, a few people
what?
Saying...
What is it again?
Well, people, just the football chat. People feel like there's too much. This is a top comment last week. 22 replies. This podcast always used to be 50% football chat. Maximum, he says in capital letters.
The problem was, like, if we want to dig into it, the problem was is it got to a point where... we were just reading out stuff to make up the bit that wasn't football.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It was just like, now we're doing a bit about Samisms, now we're doing, and it needed a refresh.
Too many
we
bits.
Need to find these things. Like, you think that Ainsley, we just pulled an Ainsley out of our ass.
Yeah, you grow an Ainsley.
You just, it happens. You can't just sort of say, oh, let's do a bit and make it great. You got to, this is like, think of it as like a...
Yeah, sluggy breathe.
Yeah, you just got to let it breathe.
Okay. Yeah, guys. So anyway, he said, I want this to be the start of an uprising in the comments that takes Jaffin back to its glory days. Wow. My fellow slugs, yeah. I need your support and backing. Well, it's an interesting discussion. Joe Allen says, eat salt. It's an interesting discussion.
Jesus Christ.
Joe Allen says, eat salt. Craig Spillman says, I think the solution should be more Jaffin. It's only logical, isn't it? I literally giggled when this came up, uploaded 20 seconds ago on my morning commute. Jim Bob says, I found myself over the last few weeks turning this off, thinking I was watching a football podcast. Standards are on the floor right now. After several reset pots and the death of Nosh chat, it's all been uphill for a footy chat. There's only so many times I can take Flav's freezing cold takes on Phil Foden. Enough is enough. And I thought this in. Dan said, glad you all agree. This is as much a wake-up call to the comments as it is to James and Flav. We can all do better. I'm not trying to dictate the show here, but I would propose that the Jim Big Laugh Award and Comments of the Week quotes of the pod return as staples. Be funnier then. All of you. All of you, be funnier
James,
than you are right now.
I would agree.
Raise it.
I would agree with that, though. The Big Jim Laugh Award and the Comments of the Week.
Make me
staples.
Fucking laugh then. You make me laugh, you lot. Where are you? What are you bringing?
Love the idea that Flav is a recurring guest on the podcast. That's funny.
Got that. That gave us something, you know. Okay. Yeah. But we said last week, can we have some new bits? Three new bits. They were, I'll tell you now, I'll be honest with you, they were crap. They were rubbish. You know, we all got to raise it here. If this is, you know, if this podcast is the dressing room of which we live in, yeah, okay, I've got to take accountability. Maybe look for some funnier bits that are out there. Maybe have some thoughts. Maybe write those thoughts down. I don't know. Put in some effort instead of just leaning on the chemistry that we have. I don't know.
You're pouring fire on the Civil War here. You're pure fucking hell. You're pouring fuel on the fire. Is that even right? I don't know
it's
anymore.
Fine. Yeah, yeah, it's fine. The thing is, right?
On the silver one, when you're supposed to be putting it out.
No. Hey, you got it. Let's have it out. This is the dressing room. Let's have it out now. Let's have it out now. Say what you want. Be better. Everyone, especially you, Catherine, says Jack Hancock. I agree with that. Couldn't agree more with that. Okay.
All right.
Ollie Sage says, honestly, I love the podcast now. I sometimes feel that Blitz were forced. And as we look through the comments, it is all over the place. Some people say, look, Lewis says, I like the football chat. I can't lie.
This is where I'm going to draw a line in the sand here, right? Right? The bits you just cannot force. They either they're there or they're not. Whether you like it or not, whether the podcast has changed or not, you cannot force bits. Just you've got to let bits grow naturally.
Yeah.
It's always been that way. Do you think we pulled shark facts out? Do you think we started talking about shark facts back in the day and gone, both of us went, that's a bit. We knew it was a bit.
Yeah.
We didn't plan it ahead just because we needed a bit.
Yeah. I agree. Let it grow. Imagine Flab's a porn star, and I go up to him, and he's trying to have a lovely scene of lovemaking, and I go up to him and scream at him, get an erection. Is that going to help him get an erection? It's not going to help him get an erection, is it?
If you're going on a night out, and someone says, just be funny, why don't you be funny? Why don't you be sexy? Why don't you be better looking? Can't. Just let it grow.
Yeah.
Let it grow.
That said, let's pick apart this bloke.
let's do this for sure. This is great.
This is great stuff. Right.
Are you showing your screen?
Oh, yeah. Have I not?
I'm just seeing David Dunn still.
Okay. Bad enough, David?
Yeah, I've had enough.
Okay. We're going to change windows.
Ollie Sage is trying to... is stirring here. Do you see that he's doing? He's mentioning Lads Anonymous, which he doesn't need to do.
Lads Anonymous available now has funnier bits anyway.
James, don't listen to him. He's trying to put a wedge between us, and that's not a kind thing to do, given the fact that we've practically saved his life.
Yeah, considering we've actually met, like, he literally wouldn't have a career. He'd be pissing about twiddling vinyl if it wasn't for us.
Yeah.
Too much?
He'd be eating out of bins.
Yeah, exactly. You'd be eating out of bins right now if it wasn't for us.
Yeah.
Right. This is going to be great fun. So, I mean, initial thoughts before we press play, Flav. I've only watched this once, so I'm looking forward to breaking it down. I quite like this bald guy here.
That's good. So what this is about, this is Manchester City have equalised against Real Madrid to make it 1-1.
Yeah.
And you can imagine that is quite close to the away end, because you only find this kind of behaviour in a stadium right where the border between the home and away fans is. So Kevin De Bruyne has just equalised for Manchester City.
Ollie Sage says the chemistry between Flav and his actual best friend, Ricky, is undeniable.
I think it's a one-week ban.
Cross the line, Ollie. Cross the line, son. Okay. All right.
Luckily, we're secure in our relationship, aren't we, James?
Yep. Yeah. And,
Now you know, though. Now you know what it was like when you and Ben used to skulk off and make content together.
Skulk off. That's a good point. Look, hey, two wrongs don't make a right, though, do they?
No, you're correct.
You do your little pod. Fine. That's it. The funny thing is, this isn't, you're just a guest here. I could replace you like that. Right, stop it.
All right.
It's going down an ugly route. Right, this will bring us back. This will bring us back to a happier place. So, yeah, De Bruyne's just equalised. I think let's play it through once and just enjoy it, then we can break it down. Right,
that's good. So,
where do you want to start?
I think we start there.
There.
That is unconventional. That is unconventional. Because often, and that's why I appreciate it. Often,
yeah, I didn't see that coming.
How do you usually chuck a wanker sign up at the football?
You go like that, don't you?
Yeah, they've hit a shot from outside the box. It's gone 10 yards wide. Whee.
You point calmly and you go. What I would say as well, right? Just go a step back further, right? I don't really do this, but if you are to get up and stand on your seat.
Yep.
I would suggest generally you're going to do this. You're going to do that. Sort of arms up and out.
Yeah.
Who wants some, maybe? Yeah. He's sort of, you know, it's great core strength there to go in, if anything.
James, we've seen his natural form here. This is how he masturbates at home.
Yeah. Look, it's too realistic.
Way too realistic. There's no place for this in a football stadium, really.
I would say.
I appreciate it.
What's crucial, though, too generous, though, if anything.
He's very generous.
Yeah. And also.
Tongue out as well.
Possible issue there. Possible issue. That looks a bit flaccid to me, if I'm honest.
Flaccid. Also, he's not giving himself. There's not a huge amount of girth. I don't think it's quite a small amount.
Yeah. Got to, you know, keep up appearances. Goes what? Don't close your fingers. Last thing you want to do is close. Like you want to go. Best thing to do is that. That's the power move wanking sound, isn't it? It's that.
Yeah, like this. he's been rattled the entire game, as you can tell. He's been waiting for this goal to go in.
I've got to get this on slow mo. This would be great. Right, we'll just let it run. So yeah, off he goes. Yeah, tongue out there, which I always find interesting. Yeah. Like Bellamy, like you know, when footballers run with their tongue out, or like Michael Jordan would, he would play with his tongue out. Bellingham was running with his tongue going out. Oh, did he do that?
Yeah.
There's a story about Andy Townsend, isn't there? There's a story about Andy Townsend where Gazza went to Middlesbrough, and then he's like first training session. He goes to Andy Townsend going, "What are you doing?" And he goes, "What?" And Andy Townsend, when he would run around, would go, he would do that. And he said, "Why are you playing the trumpet?" He said, "What?" And he knew, but Townsend, no. And he went to Gaz, he went, keep that to yourself, mate, because I've been doing that my whole career and I've got away. Yeah, don't make it a thing. That's a horrible, in that horrible moment with your group of mates, you can feel it like something forming.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's a thing.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Let's let it run. Yeah, tongue out. Interesting. F off. How many times is that? Okay. How many times did he say it?
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Let's count them. This is great footage. One.
One.
Two more intense. Three more intense.
Three.
Four similar intensity, four. If anything coming down. Five. Six.
Six.
And you. Thumbs up. Thumbs up.
This is interesting. The end. Was he? What's the slashing across the throat? Were they threatening to?
Yeah, I mean, it's worse. Kevin De Bruyne. What I find funny as well is
Kevin De Bruyne
clucking a bit. I'll be honest. What I find funny? Two things. One, men in a group singing, which we all do. Like as a concept, I just find that so funny. We all just sing together, chants, and it's great. I love it. I would never change it. Secondly, the contradiction here where he's just said F off six times, right, to someone. That feels provocative. And then he's saying, "You're talking too much." Look there, giving it the big one. Yeah, that's weird.
Someone's done. I think they've done this.
Oh, he's copying him. He's mimicking.
Yeah,
he's mocking him. Interesting.
Good. More
this
of that.
This is good. And then this. Look.
Oh, outside. Look, outside.
Which shows a bit of an awareness there. Me and you, outside. That's never going to happen, is it? F off, he says.
No, he's someone's doing that to him.
No, I know.
And he's not going to. He's not.
Yeah, exactly. They went on to lose on penalties.
Yeah, I bet he cut his nut down then, didn't he?
Yeah, that's what I'd love to see a video of him afterwards on the way out.
Yeah.
Oh, one last video. Finish with this if I can find it. Because someone was like, please, please show this to Flav. And I reckon you've probably seen it already. See if we can find it. Share post. I'd love to see Flav and yours reaction to this. No, not that. Definitely not that, because that's QPR.
Someone laughing at QPR. Well, someone sent me a video.
I get
why people do that? Mean.
I can't be asked. Anyway, as an Arsenal person. We haven't even spoken about QPR. I've got to be honest, I'm absolutely petrified about this weekend.
You'll be all right. You'll be all right. Are you playing against Preston at home, innit?
What did you say yesterday? Drove me mad. That's another bit. Bits that you just do not want your mates to say to you when your team is on the verge of disappointing you after 9 months of disappointing you. You got three cup finals now. You have. Fuck off.
Three cup finals.
Don't need that.
Big games. Big games.
Okay. Hey, last three games are big, aren't they? Are they?
Mate, Jim, it's all in your hands, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah. Hey, that's what you'd want, isn't it? I mean, yeah. Please win. James. Please win.
James, is bottom three in it or bottom four?
It's bottom three. Why do you keep asking that? It should be bottom three forever.
Four. It should be bottom four.
Why?
Just get more out.
What do you mean out? It's down. We're still all there. We're still all there living.
Just get more out.
Yeah.
More tears is better, isn't it? More tears and emotion is better. Let's get more pressure on, create more poison.
Sure. One win, lads. Come on, just step it up. Preston side, they've got nothing to play for. I know for a fact. Go on.
What? You're fine. There's nothing to worry about.
It's not fine.
Look, it is. You beat Birmingham. You got a draw away against Sunderland. You know, you beat Leicester away. No one thunk that would happen.
Thunk.
West Brom, great draw.
Who could have thunk it? One win in eight.
Preston, any good, are they?
Middle of the road.
There you go. They've got nothing to play for. They can't get in the champ. They can't get in the playoffs, can they?
No.
Exactly.
Please win.
And this is good. This is what we asked for, remember, James. This is what we wanted. Because for Fuentes, his stock was going up.
Yeah, too high.
You didn't want Middlesbrough to come along after they sacked Carrick and go,
Yeah.
Well, we'll try for Fuentes.
Mm. Oh God!
Give him a summer to cook. Oh yeah, it's gonna be lovely.
I heard some rumors about some players, and I looked up this player, and I was like, "There's no way we should be getting him." So if we do, you'll be hearing all about it.
What does he ride on? You staying up?
Probably. Yeah, definitely needs to be in League One. What do you think about this, guys? Obviously, I've worn the shirt here. You're always looking for something to provide a bit of good luck. I've not worn it at a game. Do I take that risk in the biggest game of the season? Is that yes or no?
Obviously.
It's horrible.
Then you'll know if it is good luck or not.
Yeah.
You got to know if a piece of material can actually help you win a football game. Like, what kind of nutcase doesn't want to know that?
do you think I'm overthinking it? Might be. And bizarrely, I'm kind of liking the hoodie and the top over the top.
Okay.
Right. Good luck, everyone, apart from Preston and Sheffield Wednesday, Huddersfield, Birmingham, Blackburn, Stoke City, Millwall. I think that's it. Please win. Right. All right, then. I hope you enjoyed it. Step up, you lot. Make me laugh in the comments. We're back next week. And in the meantime, make sure you go tuck into Lads Anonymous.
What have we done wrong? Why are they saying cowards? Absolute cowards.
Cowards?
This is just crazy. Not a single mention for a loyal, moist slug.
What's happened? What have we done then?
I don't know. Something's going on.
Someone explain. Jack's gone there. I'm excited for QPR away next season. Support something. Is that what you want? You want to... Basically, you want some. I don't know what they want. What do you want? Do you want us to?
Fuck knows. This is terrible podcasting.
There's more work you're giving me. Show the Pompey vids. What Pompey vids? Pompey have gone up. That's great.
Who gives a shit?
You're away end. You're away end. Stinks of piss. All right. How'd you like that?
Do you know what else? Do you know what else I didn't like? Portsmouth is like saying champions. You're not champions.
Stop that. One they promotion. Are when you win your league, when you win your competition, champions you are champions of that competition.
No. Champions of England are the ones that win the Premier League. All the rest of them just win the promotion.
You've achieved promotion.
You're not champions of League One. That is not it.
League One champions. You are League One champions. You're the champions of that league.
All right, yeah. It's like, I don't know. If I beat up a kid, would I call myself a championship boxer? No. Just happened to be in a ring with him.
Right. Well, there you go, guys. We've got a week to reflect on that. I'll see you next week. Cheers.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.